Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
I walk a straight line, shackle and chain. Oh, gruesome Gertie is calling my name. There is no mercy in this penitentiary. Just ask the Hill String Gang, Rango the Three.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Bloody Angola. I'm Jim Chapman, and I'm doing kind of an emergency drop here because I feel like it's very important that I correct the record on some things that were inaccuracies that I did not realize were inaccuracies in my most recent podcast. Woody wasn't here for that podcast. That was the Changing of the Guard episode that we just dropped. In that episode, I discussed pardons. Apparently, look, y'all, we rely when we're reporting current news on the news, right? In this case, the newspapers that we were referencing, I was referencing an actual article. Everything that I read you was direct from that article. Okay. That article referenced every one of those individuals. It referenced what they did to get put in prison. And it said every one of them got pardons. I realize that pardon is a loose term and it could mean several different things. But to me, if you're going to write an article about pardons, you need to be specific when a sentence was commuted and when someone gets a full pardon. If I write an article and I put this person was pardoned, me, the reader of that article, is going to think they got a full pardon. They're out, they're running free. So what I'm going to do, y'all, is I'm going to attach the link in the description of this episode to the article that I was referencing. This was from the Fox 8 affiliate in New Orleans. As you're going to see, there is no reference of anything but pardon in that article. No mention of a commutation of sentence for any of those individuals. If they didn't get a full pardon, you need to say that in your article. You need to put something like sentence commuted, which is actually what some of these were. Now, I'm not saying I agree with, you know, it's my personal opinion. I'm not saying I agree with any of them getting commuted. It doesn't make it a whole lot better to me, but it is better than people running free. Some of them still are running. Some of them are running free. But the vast majority of them, their sentences got commuted. So I'm going to give you an example of that. If you went to prison for second degree murder, okay, that's automatic life. Automatic life in the state of Louisiana. If you get convicted of that. Well, there was a ton of guys on that list, if you'll remember, that had second degree murders charges. And those sentences got commuted. So I'm thinking manslaughter probably, which would be the step below second degree murder, which carries a 40-year max sentence in the state of Louisiana. So in the majority of those individuals that I read you, they're still locked up. They're just eligible to get out earlier than they might have prior to their sentence being commuted. Now, there are some that did receive full pardons and are running free, and I'm going to tell you those. David Touye Jr., Timothy Wilkinson, Edward Price III, Frank Murillo Sr., and Justin Perez. There were five of them. They received full pardons. Out of those five, three were given back their gun rights. That would be David Touye Jr., Edward Price III, and Justin Perez. Very important to know that. And I will also note and say that none of the individuals who were sentenced to life for first or second degree murder received a pardon. They only received a commution of their sentence. So JBE did not pardon anyone that were sentenced originally to life for first or second degree murder. So important to notate that as well. Look, my opinion, it's still a lot of people that got their sentences commuted. It's, you know, still a lot of people, in my opinion, that were basically pardoned completely. It's my opinion. The important aspect of that entire story that was reported was there's a changing of the guard. And I can just about guarantee you, and look, I'm not him, but I know who the people here in the state of Louisiana voted into office. And I can just about guarantee you that he is not going to be as lenient. So, you know, the whole gist of that episode was the differences that we're going to see in the realm of crime and incarceration. And I think we're going to see a lot of differences as it relates to offenders being able to just walk free. It's my opinion. But I wanted to set the record straight. It's important, y'all. It's very important that we give you the correct information. We rely heavily on what is reported. We do have sources that we use that may not go on record and tell us things, but are valuable sources for us that we use. In this case, we relied heavily on what was reported. Nowhere could I find an article that specifically, and I'm not saying they don't exist, I couldn't find an article that specifically said these people were commuted, these people were pardoned. Every article I came across just referenced pardon. If I'm writing an article, I'm going to be a little more specific. But I wanted to correct the record straight because it's important. there is a vast difference between someone walking free and someone still behind bars. But I still have a problem with over 50 commutations of sentence. That's, you know, that's my opinion. This is just a short correction and clarification. I'm going to add this at the end of our prior episode as well. Love all y'all. Till next time, I'm Jim Chapman for Woody Overton. We are your host of Bloody Angola, a podcast 142 years in the making, the complete story of America's bloodiest prison. Peace.
I walk a straight line, shackled and chained. Oh, gruesome Gertie is calling my name. There is no mercy in this penitentiary. Just ask the Hill String Gang, Rango the Three.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.